your career, your life, your money, your business, your life full-time. It's now time for the Paul Sandu Show with your host, Paul Sandu.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Paul Sandu Show, and I'm your host, Paul Sandu. And I've got Leticia Robertson here, and world-famous HR person who has been with us for quite some time. Hey, Leticia, it's been a minute so, since we've been on the air. I almost feel like we left and went around the world and then eventually came back, and definitely been a while. So today we are going to be, we're going to be talking about a very interesting topic, and I'm really glad that we're covering this today, which is, I feel it's really important. And I think we're going to be talking about today is going to be what is effective networking and strategies for career transitions. And I think it's going to be really important. And I think some of this stuff, you guys, we've been teaching this for almost 34 years, in different methods. LinkedIn was not around. I don't think it was around in 34 years ago, but the internet came out probably around, 1996 or so 97. And then eventually LinkedIn came in. But with that being said, let's go into these topics and see kind of how all the puzzles fit in terms of that. And also just wanted to say, we apologize for to our audience for not actually being on the air on our podcast. It has been a very busy season for us with all of the clients. We've had a lot of people transitioning across the board. And then we've also had some technical issues, unfortunately, with the internet that we've been having. So apologize for that. So with that being said, I'm going to go and get us started here. So what are effective networking strategies? So I think you need to think about it in the broad spectrum is you really need to identify your goals and value your proposition. And what I mean by that is, let me break it down a little bit easier for you, is that before you start reaching out to your potential contacts, and most of you guys instantly will be going to LinkedIn. I know you're probably doing that right now while you're driving. Don't do that. But with that being said, I think it's really important for you to kind of reach out to your contacts. Let's say even on LinkedIn, for instance, you need to reach out to your contacts and say, let's say even if you're interested in finding a position or just making contact overall, you need to kind of let them know, for people that you're trying to maybe find a position with or whatever, what skills and experience you have and what knowledge you have. And the thing is that, you got to give those individuals some sort of proposition in a concise, compelling way about your skills, right, and your experience. If you were to go into an elevator, for instance, if somebody was to ask you, tell me about yourself, and we're talking about your career, could you actually give a 1 minute elevator speech? If not, it probably would be a good idea for you to practice that, because it could be very challenging, when you go into an interview. One of the first questions is, and I could tell you this from my own experience, in the last week or so, I've been doing quite a few interviews, is the first question is, tell me about yourself. And if you can't do that, oh my goodness, you're going to have a challenge. So you need to practice that right off the bat before doing anything else. So Leticia, why don't you take us into number two?
So number two is, you should research and target your network. Meaning, once you've defined your goals, then you should look at your network. So that can be your existing connections, former colleagues, classmates, mentors, or friends, just so that you can kind of pinpoint if there's anyone there that can help you reach the goals that you're that you've determined for yourself. For instance, if you're transitioning to a different industry, do you have an existing connection that's within that industry that can help you get started? That's a good way of I guess maximizing your network and ensuring that you're using your network within.
So, you know, with that being said, that's so important because it's utilizing that network is going to really get you a lot of places. I have a personal story, you know, where I actually didn't know somebody at a very huge defense company and ended up landing, and this is way back a billion years ago before being a career coach, ended up basically landing that job just because I reached out onto LinkedIn a billion years ago and eventually did get the job right off the bat. But it took them another year to circle back with me because they were looking for candidates, and then they remembered me, and they were like, "Hey, are you ready to get started? We're sorry, but we kind of lost you in the shuffle, you know." So that's where that really helps, and that kind of brings me back into this next thing, which is, reaching out and building rapport. I will say that this is probably one of the biggest things that is so important. Building that rapport with these individuals is so important. Let me just give you, for instance, if you were to go out to LinkedIn today and you reached out to 20 people that you didn't know, and maybe one or two maybe responded, they don't know you from Adam, right? So you would have to build a rapport with them pretty quickly. And if you're trying to look for a position or something, you need to build that rapport with them very quickly. But my point is that you got to have to basically give them something about your skills or what you're looking for, or something, basically your purpose, essentially, in terms of what you're trying to do here. Because most people don't just randomly just reach out on LinkedIn for no reason. I know I don't. And I'll tell you a story here in a minute. But the thing is that I think it's really important to be able to have a personalized message, especially when you send that message to a person out there. Hey, Sean, can we talk for 5 minutes? I'm interested to know a little bit more about this position or something, you know. Those types of things are so helpful in terms of that, because I think we have been in a world where we're like so much about texting. Dave Ramsey was on a show today, and it was saying that, you know, we're living in a world where we just have this machine in our hands, and you just text, and you never actually talk to someone, you know, in terms of that. So I think it's really important in terms of that. Being able to do that is very, really valuable to be able to build out that rapport. Before we move into the next one, Letitia, I want to bring up something that's really important to me and to someone that was affected recently in a recent tragedy. As you know, a few weeks ago, in Sterling, Virginia, we had a house that blew up. And with that being said, we had 13 casualties around the house, not far from my house, unfortunately. And unfortunately, a firefighter also died in the casualty. Unfortunately, the house blew up due to a propane tank that actually blew up. It was a 500-gallon propane tank. So Kelly Woods was actually the homeowner at the time that was there. And eventually, to make a long story short, her neighbors actually called 911, and the Sterling Fire Department actually came out. And so I guess one guy went into, which was a firefighter, to actually go in to see if there was gas. And unfortunately, all of them came back running out. But that last firefighter, unfortunately, did not make it, and the house blew up. And Kelly went flying about 20 feet. She didn't know what happened. Her roommate was very fortunately just stayed in the car as well. Kelly Woods, unfortunately, has lost everything. So the house is gone in terms of that. So I have been helping with collecting donations. Basically collecting donations from different individuals. And I'm happy to report one new donation just came in. And so, which is really great. And I've got several others that actually are willing to donate as well. I've had three CEOs of three different companies so far that have donated small amounts, well, not huge amounts, but these are great gestures across the board. Which is really great. So, I wanted to actually come on the air and actually thank them. Make sure I bring them up here. Speaking of LinkedIn, because that's where we're all networked in on LinkedIn. This is where I tell people why it's so important to be connected. But I am very well connected on LinkedIn because I've got a lot of us are entrepreneurs across the board, which is really great. So first one I wanted to say is Dan Simmons from Founding Farmers. He actually donated also as well. And honestly, I'm not going to say the amounts because it really is immaterial. At the end of the day, you guys, it's about being unselfish, right? And I'm going to be also donating myself as well. So thank you, Dan, for doing that as well.
Right.
We greatly appreciate you and also appreciate your restaurant, what it delivers here in the Northern Virginia market as well at Founding Farmers. With that being said, also, we had another person today. If I can find them, I did find them actually. And this next gentleman, we go back a little ways. So if I can pronounce his last name, hopefully I can pronounce it. Pramod Rahija, sorry. And Pramod, if I pronounce your name wrong, don't kill me. But anyway, he's the CEO of Agility. Also really proud to say he's part of one of my favorite airlines at United. He's a United pilot that has been there for over 20 years, who works with Scott Kirby, who also you guys may know, who is a very good friend of mine, who's the CEO over there. And so he made a donation also today. He sent me a message today as well in terms of that. And we also have, give me one second if I can find it here. We had also another donation that already is on its way to the mailbox. Arish Mansouri, who is also a doctor or slash optometrist. That's her in Northern Virginia as well. So thank you, Arish, for making your donation as well. These are just the first three that have come in. And to be honest with you guys, Kelly doesn't even know what's going on behind the scenes necessarily. I kind of hinted a little bit. So we're making this happen behind the scenes. And believe it or not, it's kind of cool that we're able to do this. So the Paul Sandu Show would like to ask all of you, if you are interested in making a donation, please send an email to info@paulsanduindustries. And we'd like to be able to do that as well. And I think it's going to be really important because it's a really good cause. And, you know, you hear a lot of scams that go on, but Kelly is not a scam. She's for real. I know because I've spoken to her and she's been dealing with her health insurance and everything. It's been a challenge in terms of that. She also has a nonprofit nonprofit organization to help veterans. And by the way, she is a veteran. So we're looking to try to hopefully raise some more money for her as well. And the Paul Sandu Show plans on raising that as much money as possible that we can help. And every little, you know, every dollar counts, you know, in terms of that. So we want to be able to continue doing that as well. So I just wanted to mention that in terms of that. Normally, you know, we don't typically do these things, you know, but I wanted to stop and take a second to do that because I think it's a good cause. And anytime that I can help, you know, I love doing things like that. And I'm about helping the community across the board. So hopefully Kelly will be back on her feet at some point and being able to kind of get things back together and so forth. So with that being said, it's topic number four. So let's move on to that one.
Okay, so, which actually, Paul, what you were speaking about, it really helps to do topic number four, which is follow up and maintain contact. Because, you know, Paul was able to obtain those donations because he's maintained contact with those connections. So, I mean, even if it's something as small as congratulating the person on their future endeavors or something like that through LinkedIn. I mean, I know that I tend to get those reminders on LinkedIn or those notifications that tell you that someone had was just promoted or they've reached an anniversary, a work anniversary or something like that. So even if, you know, just those little small gestures, you never know how they can impact what you, you know, the next thing that you would like to do. Maintaining those connections can help you reach your goals or any type of transitions that you may be trying to do within your career. And be consistent and courteous and respectful of people's time. You know, I'm not saying to bombard them with emails and text messages and things of that sort, but little small hellos here and there.
Absolutely. I couldn't
you never know how much they
any
you know,
better.
How much of an impact.
To be honest with you,
Latif,
you bring up a very good thing.
Is that,
if I would have never imagined having these individuals in my life being able to network with. And I think the nice thing about LinkedIn, it's for, at least in my circle of group of CEOs and people that own businesses, especially, I built out those relationships. And yeah, I'm not constantly, hey, you know, go buy this or go buy that. I think, you know, it's constantly just checking in saying, hey, how's it going? You know, how have you been and what's going on in your world, you know, in terms of that. So it's so important. But I'm very grateful to those guys.
Right.
You brought up a great point. So with that being said, number five is really about, you know, showcasing your skills and achievements. And this is where people, well, they have a really difficult time because they're like, well, I don't like talking about myself. I'm like, well, I hate to tell you this, but welcome to the real world. You need to, because these days you are not going to be known. And actually, I keep on referring back to Dave today, but it was on Ken Coleman mentioned it today on Dave's show, Dave Ramsey's show today. They had called in actually and said, my applications are not being seen and I can't get an interview. And you know, my other people who graduated have landed fantastic jobs. The person could not make the connection as to why they're not getting, why they've applied for several jobs. Well, that's because they haven't really showcased their skills and achievements and reached out and made those connections. And the thing is that you need to make that connection so that you have that person reach out and take that application or resume and go, here, Dan, I want you to review this resume. And if you think they're a great fit, call this person. And that's what needs to happen. But there's a whole bridge of missing link that doesn't happen with that across the board. And when you're talking to these individuals, especially when you're doing these networking, you have to demonstrate that you can do the work and also that you have the experience, you know, as well. The other thing is that about this is I would highly recommend for you to participate on online webinars, podcasts, and things like that. There's a lot of different things that you can do in order to showcase your experience. And oh my God, and we're sitting here on a podcast. To be honest with you, I never thought I would be having my own podcast. And 10 billion years, I thought it'd be something that would be outdated. But here we are in 2024, and we're doing podcasts, and people are listening. Matter of fact, we got over 100 downloads just recently, immediately like that, off of one of the shows that we recently did. And it was like because people are listening out there. So we appreciate all you guys in terms of that. So, but you got to be able to showcase your skills and achievements. And podcasts are, and stuff like that are just a great way to go on to the air and be able to do that. So, all right, let's talk about the last one. We're almost home.
So the last one is seek feedback and improve your networking skills. So like Paul mentioned before, you know, can you give a 10-minute elevator speech about yourself? This is where you would want to improve and seek feedback on. So you can speak with your current connections and give them your 10-minute elevator speech and allow them to give you feedback on how you can improve that, you know, because you have to basically sell yourself. When you take that feedback and that constructive criticism, that will help you.
And I think it's really,
your networking skills.
I think it's really important that you understand the bigger picture essentially across the board. I think that's where people typically miss that. The whole picture, but also how networking really works in this world. And I think that's important because, like I said earlier, we're so much into text messages. Sometimes we just need to unplug at some point and to be able to do that. So anyway, that is pretty much our show, Letitia, until we jump on to the next one and we're done with this one. So we appreciate all of you listening. We need to ask you a favor before we go. If you really like what we're doing here, would like to hear it, please make your comments, on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening to this at. Love to hear your feedback. I mean, also as well, you can send your feedback. We'd love to hear it from, you can send it to info at Paul Sandu Industries. Matter of fact, you can send your feedback by text message by sending it to 202-545-7577 as well. That's our company phone number as well for Paul Sandu Industries. And lastly, please like, share, and subscribe. That way you can continue to do this. Whatever you do to help us, that drives our algorithm. And if you can help us drive that with some great reviews and be able to share that, we can do so much better. And we can bring on a lot more guests and important people that are, like I just mentioned to you a few minutes ago, that we know that can come on to the show. They're more likely to come up with a bigger audience. So we're trying to drive a bigger audience. So I think that's really important. But before we go, we have one other announcement that we have not done. Wow, we're just full of announcements today. But she's not here with us today, but we are going to bring her on to the show at some point. I'd like to welcome Unique Peters, who is my new executive assistant. And she's just fabulous. We stole her from another company for a while. Well, not a while, for quite a while. We plan on keeping her for quite a while. And so Unique brings a lot of great experience in terms of executive assistant experience. and I'll tell you, I've worked with her this last week, and It has been a pleasure to work with, and she's getting things done. And now, as we continue to grow, you know, we need to have a couple, you know, some extra hands on board as we're growing across the board. And I think it's really important. So and Letitia, we're still keeping you, and you're gonna need more projects here. So fasten your seatbelt. So it's been a great show, you guys. Again, last thing, I know it's been almost 20, a little bit longer than we normally expected. Please help out Kelly Woods. Right. If you're interested in making a contribution, we can tell you where you can send your check. And if you do want to send a check right off the bat, I'll just go ahead and give them the address, because this will be easy across the board. All checks need to be mailed out. All checks should be put in Kelly's name. I'm doing this for legal and purposes and fraud purposes across the board, so we're all legal here. So it's Kelley, and last name is Woods. Checks can actually be mailed to our Virginia corporate address at 45591 Dulles, Dulles, Eastern. That's Eastern. Yeah, Eastern, just like Eastern. Plaza, that's PLZ, Suite 132, Box 622. And that's going to be Sterling, Virginia, 20166. It's been an honor talking with you and sharing this information with you, and having also Letitia on the show today. On behalf of the entire team at Paul Sandu Industries and the Paul Sandu Show, we hope you have a wonderful day. Talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to the Paul Sandu Show. Whether you have questions on our services, looking for advice, or something else, we're here to help. Find us on Apple Podcasts, Facebook, YouTube, or LinkedIn. Or contact us today at info@paulsanduindustries.com. Or call us at 202-545-7577.